We have
Live
the
streamed. Okay.
same. Are we
Video.
live?
I've never
Okay.
been live.
But you have to tell me if we're live because I never remember.
Oh,
Oh.
shit. I was gonna check. Wait, I haven't
Well, it
gotten a
looks like we are.
notification for it yet.
Welcome everyone to the first inaugural episode of PSAs with Joshy Page. Joshy Page,
Oh,
would you
my
like to
arms
introduce?
disappeared.
I know, into the bean. I love it. I think it's great. I'm Haley. You can call me Frankie. That's Joshy Page over there with a cute fluffy dog behind her. And then we have Sage the intern, who's no longer going to be an intern, but that's still going to be the name of our podcast. It
It
doesn't
still
matter.
counts.
It still
That's what you
counts.
are on my phone, so.
That's what you are on my phone.
Period.
Woo! Love it.
I don't want to be
Sage the
anything
intern.
else.
I love it. I think it's great. Okay, so the PSAs. Do we want to start with the Titanic conversation that we were having for just a hot
I
second?
think
Because
so. I mean, we can touch deeply into it, but we just, we just throw it out there.
I think we could throw it out there. Okay, Sage the intern.
Okay, I'm
Shashi
ready.
Page. You know the whole the Titanic was the Olympic thing that we talked about on our podcast, right?
Wait, was it the Titanic, the Olympic, and the Lusitania? Or was it Lusitania? Why am I thinking Lusitania all of a sudden?
I have no idea. I don't
I
know
don't
why
know, but
what.
that's. Were there two or three ships made at the same time? Okay, well, you know
By
what?
the
I'm going to
same
write that
company.
down.
Write that down. That's the universe channeling information into you that you got to look
Yeah.
that up and go down that rabbit hole. Okay.
Ready for this.
Because, ooh, bring it in. Sage the intern. The Titanic was actually the Olympic and they sunk it on purpose, right? Okay.
Yep.
Shashi Page. For a hot second, because you'll remember better than me, tell Sage the intern about that episode of The Ghost Inside My Child where that child remembered a past life where he was the captain of the Titanic. This is
Yeah, bro. Okay.
context.
First of all, like the title of that show makes me lol a little, but like,
The ghost
yeah.
inside my child.
Yeah. 'Cause like,
Like,
somebody, come on. Like, what are
get
you
those
doing there?
pedophile ghosts out of here. Stop it.
Yeah. But like, so this little boy, you know how like children are more aware or connected to their past lives. I believe in reincarnation personally, but like,
Not past
they
lives, it's
really do like,
simultaneous lives. It's multiple timelines all here, right here now, right, Sage the intern?
oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Lamp moment, Reddit, right? Sorry, got all
Yeah.
excited.
So he like kept dreaming about the Titanic and he would like draw it. Like he would just draw the inside, the room layout and like all sorts of shit. And he like they found out he was the creator, like not the architect. What do you I don't know. Yeah, the
Designer,
architect.
engineer.
Yeah. Yeah, of the Titanic. And I just it was very fascinating. And one of the well better known, things is that the Titanic had four smokestacks, but only three of them worked. One of them was just for aesthetic purposes. But like,
Bunny rabbit ears, aesthetic
yeah,
purposes.
but if the Titanic was really the Olympic and they needed to make it just look different, so
This
they
is what
added
I'm
another
saying.
smokestack,
Because it was
then
designed to have four, the design would have already been, was like already out or whatever, right? Before they had let the Titanic out. So to make the Olympic look like the Titanic, like it was the Titanic, the design that was with the four smokestacks, they have to put the fourth fake one on there on the Olympic, right? And then the Titanic, real Titanic, they would have just built with three to be the Olympic.
yeah. I keep turning around to look at Bean, my doggie, because
No, but it works because you're looking at
Peppermint.
him on screen on the that's him on screen.
It's
When Aisha backs up or ducks down, it is just Bean on the screen. Screen full
just
of Bean.
Bean. Just Bean. So yeah,
Mr.
so
Bean.
it's possible that they switched him out and
I think we just solved it. I think we just solved it, proved it. Hi on PSAs with
because
Shashi
that's
Page.
why the
Sage the
burn
intern.
and the mark on the side of the Titanic, that's wait,
Right.
what? You know what? I think that there was a one-time explanation for that though, that I'm gonna look up. I'm gonna deep dive. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Shashi's gonna deep dive on this
Love
and we're
it.
gonna do another episode on it and we're gonna talk about it. Sage the intern, you're gonna come and hang out with us and
The
talk about
hell
that
is the
too.
Lusitania? Oh,
Period. I
don't
don't
bother
know.
me.
That's amazing though. Sage the intern, what are you looking at?
I'm trying to get my Zoom to where I want it in life, and it's just
Okay.
not working for me.
I'm sorry. Guess what?
I would like it.
I want to switch to StreamYard and I need some nerds on the Twitch to come and like find me in the DM whateverness and like help us out with how to make this better.
And I would like to pin you in my upper left-hand corner
so I can keep updating all of my Stardew Valley mods so I can play later this week before I cannot
Oh
play it at all.
my gosh,
And
Shashi
it's
Paige, do
just.
you know what Stardew Valley is?
I've never played it, but.
Oh, I was gonna say, I didn't even know what it was. I am so outside of the loop. Look at
I
this.
love
I think
it.
I have it
I
on
have
PlayStation.
around 800 hours in it.
Oh my
Nice.
god. Like, let's
It's like
figure
me
out how
building
we
sim
can.
houses.
But let's figure out how we can, like, how can we do that, Sage the intern? Someone on the Twitch, someone on the something, someone in the somewhere in the. I'm pulling it in from the unified field from the multiverse. We need somebody who can help us do a podcast while Sage the intern plays Stardew Valley, Shashi Page plays building her Sims houses while we all chat, and I get to play.
On the Twitch, so everybody can watch us game
All together, so we
the
can all game together playing different games. I'm probably gonna play Bloons Tower Defense or some silly shit like that.
I haven't played
Oh,
that in a
I
minute.
love Blames.
Right?
Blames
The monkey?
five.
Bloons 5. I would play
Blames
that.
five.
We could have like Bloons 5 War or something or others together. That would be super cool fun.
That would be fun.
Oh, bring that in from the multiverse. Like, that is amazing. I love that.
Okay,
I'm
so
so happy that you're both.
now it just says that Sage's name is SAG, SAG, and it just makes me think of the Screen Actors Guild Award. Is that a thing that you do on
Guess what?
purpose?
That's pulling it in from the multiverse, Sage. You're going to end up being a famous actress. Good for you. I'm so excited about it.
Period. I was deleting
Period.
my last name and I clicked backspace too many times, and I had already
Okay.
clicked save, and I decided it wasn't worth it to go back and put the E in.
You want to know what? That's the best way to accident yourself into an
Yeah.
Oscar from the universe that I've ever heard, and I am so glad I was here for it. That's amazing. Okay, Shashi Page. Let's talk now about what we're actually going to do for this podcast. You would like so the plan for this, go for it, Shashi Page, that came to us in the fever
Oh,
dream of this
well,
afternoon lunchtime.
I mean, I just like I've been on this disaster video kick, and it started actually with a channel called Mentor Pilot. It's a pilot who like breaks down famous crashes and like literally, oh, it's
Dude,
such a
what?
good channel. It is the best freaking in-depth, like he knows every single step. He's got the black box audio, he's got like
Bro, you
all
need
sorts
to
of
send me
shit.
that channel. That sounds
It's
like
very good. He goes so in depth, and it's like, oh, it's so worth the
I'm
watch.
kind of amazed that we have that much data and information on so many
Well, yeah, I
plane
mean,
crashes that there can be an
not all of
entire
the,
YouTube channel about it.
several. But he's just the best that I've
Great.
found.
That makes me
Yeah,
feel
well,
super good about, aircraft travel.
I mean, imagine
Shashi
how
Page.
many flights fly in a single day, and how many, it's
This is why
statistically, it's the safest way to travel, so.
PSAs with Shashi Page. We're already
But,
starting with the safety first, but I love it.
but y'all,
But
yeah, really, if you're on a plane and shit goes wrong, you really can't do anything about it. So I don't know what to say
I,
about that.
you know what? If you're on a plane and shit goes wrong, I think you just kind of have to be like, well, it'll be over soon. Just kind of let it
But
go.
anyway, yeah. So
But
yeah,
anyway.
I started watching that, and just, all of a sudden, I mean, it's kind of like an overlap into true crime a little bit, where, it's
Oh, for sure.
accidents, it's bizarre deaths, it's, like.
Can we do an episode about that guy in that what's that racing movie we watched with Mikhail and that one guy from the
Oh, he actually what's his fucking name? L starts with an L. He actually owned a plane, like, company on which a plane crashed, and he, fuck, what's his name?
What is
Oh,
his
it
name?
starts with
I
an
don't know.
L.
Sage the intern, do some research for us live series real time.
What am I Googling, schmoogling?
It's a,
Oh,
okay.
he used to be a
The
Formula One
Hemsworth.
racer. He
Formula
was
One.
French, and he became a owner of a
Formula One racer. They made a movie about that was, what's his name? Thor was in it. Hemsworth.
yeah, I God, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Chris?
Let,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, no, but it
Yeah,
was
but
like a
yeah, no,
German
he
guy and then the
actually,
other guy. So was it his character
okay,
or the German?
I think this guy was French, the guy who I'm thinking of, but he, yeah, one of his planes went down, and he like really fought hard for investigation into it. It was really like moving. I actually sent it to Mikhail, the video
Okay,
that
is it
Mentor
the
Pilot
guy?
did on it.
Well, you should send that. Like, let's talk about that. But
I can look it up in Mikhail's chat right now.
did he die in 2019?
Probably.
No. What? Maybe.
I don't know.
His last name starts with an L. Niki Lauda.
Niki, yeah, Niki, okay, Lauda, I was going to say.
Yes,
he
yes,
did
yes,
die
yes.
In 2019.
Yep. Okay.
Good job, Sage. Good job, Sage.
Wait, look, she's like rock and roll, so good. Okay, but yeah. Now look up the Formula One driver who was killed in a really horrible accident at that time, because Formula One at that time was like
several.
No, but there was the one that they had that was in the movie we watched that, like, that guy was like literally torn apart by the guardrail. Like, he ran into the guard, went off into the guardrail.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
who was that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking horrible. Oh. I think he was an Italian dude.
I think he was decapitated.
Oh, he was worse than decapitated. It would, like.
Well, isn't that why they have the big ring?
This was Formula One. This was Formula One, but yeah.
I know, but isn't that why they have the big ring around Formula One now? Is because too many drivers have died.
Like, yeah, like,
oh,
it
did
was,
they
like,
change
it was,
that?
It was Mad Danger Mouse at the time.
That's very
okay.
Interesting.
I mean, Shashi Page, that's a whole PSA one you could do. Like,
oh, yeah.
Formula One.
Don't do it. Unless you
don't do it.
It's a thrill seeking kind of sport. That's for fucking sure.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of it is. Shashi Page, this human existence is a thrill-seeking sport. We incarnated here for the insanity that it is.
Oh, boy. And let me tell you, it gets intense.
It's a wild ride, y'all. That's
so,
why we're here.
So, yeah. I mean, I've really been... And I don't really... I don't really need to justify it in any way.
You don't need to justify it in any way. Like, you are not the only person on this planet who wants to watch videos of horrible things happening out of the sick, twisted fascination we have with it. Again, we can't.
Morbid curiosity. It's definitely a thing. Yeah.
It's a natural thing.
Francis Covert?
Yes.
Is
that what it was?
Francois.
Yeah, Francois Covert.
Covey, like,
is there
French.
No T, Covey?
He's French. It's a French. Sorry, I'm wrong. It's a French dude, right? Francois Covey. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. No, that is correct. And you can find, like, the video of the accident on YouTube, and it's wicked awful. And, like, you can find, like, there was.
What I'm currently watching on Reddit, which I should really be clicking off of this, GIF of this guy getting hit by an F1 car. And he does circles, and you see all the blood leave his body.
Yeah,
maybe that's it.
I don't know, because he was outside of the car. You know, I don't think he hit a person too. That's got to be a different one. I mean, I'm Shashi Page. Go down that Formula One disaster rabbit hole.
Hey, send me that link.
I'm so bad. Put it in the chat.
Okay, that's exactly what we're here for. Because Shashi Page, if you have a desire to look at that stuff,
like,
other people do too. There is an audience for this podcast. Exactly, there is.
Here's the thing. It's not like I'm not searching like live beheadings or anything, okay? Like, I'm not like gross. It's accidents. It's just unexplained mysteries. It's, you know,
things that are like,
just,
oh my God, that's awful. Holy crap, look what happened.
It's weird and it's crazy. Holy crap. Yeah, I'm not purposely going and finding really gross.
Sidebar, this is also what we need as a nerd who can help us to like bring up the pictures and pop it up and show people live real time how you know what I'm talking about. Whatever. I'm calling it in the multiverse that we have like an audio visual team who pops these up and shows people what we're talking about when we're talking about it.
Last stream on the left.
Like, Sage the intern just sent a link that you have to, like, holy, oh my.
Okay, now I have to watch it.
I told you.
How do I get to the chat?
I said exactly what happens in that.
Yeah, you did.
And I was accurate.
I'm in safe driving mode.
Oh my God. It's like, it's like his bones leave his body. Oh, that
how
is
do I get to the chat?
That's terrible bad. And I was just laughing
at it.
Is your chat
not at the bottom of Zoom?
No.
Oh, she's on her phone. Whatever. It's fine. This is the inaugural episode and we have technical difficulties until such time as the universe has provided for us, the nerds who make this beautiful. Thank you, please.
I just need to know. It's okay.
No,
I'll watch it later, obviously.
Page. Oh, but I want to see your face. Oh, God.
I know. I want to see my face.
I want to see my face, too, but way you can.
I'm in safe driving.
Well, get out of safe driving mode. Sage the intern.
If we weren't streaming to Twitch, I would, in fact, share my screen with everyone.
Can you do that and show? Oh, well, how do we?
I can't at Twitch because it's a very not great video.
Oh, on Twitch.
For purposes of saving.
Yes.
Saving the chitlins.
Saving the chitlins. Do we need to live stream this to elsewhere? So we'll universe work that out. Where can we be that our morbid humor, curiosity, sick, twisted brains laughing at the awfulness that was can be accepted?
Where what do you mean? Wasn't that so good?
Adult Swim. Adult Swim needs to come pick us up and let us talk horrible things. That's what, Adult Swim, come talk to us for PSAs with Shashi Page. Oh my gosh, pulling that in from the multiverse, Shashi Page. We belong on Adult Swim with your craziness. Tell us more.
Oh, I could host a show. I could host a talk show so hard. You guys have
no idea. We could all host a talk show so hard. That's why we're here. We're already doing it. That's why. We're amazing.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
I'm so excited about this. Shashi Page, tell us more that is on your list of the things we will PSA about in future on
Talk Show. Oh, okay. Well, let's get into it. No ships. Never in my life do I ever want to get on a ship.
No ships, no cruise ships, no military ships, no submarine. Submarine.
Oh, anybody? God, you make me even look at a submarine and I'll puke. I don't even want to. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I can't. I don't want to. I've saved the submarine catastrophes for at a later date when I feel ready for those. Because those are just I have submechanophobia. So it's just an extra level of fear of danger.
I didn't know that there was there's a phobia for everything, but that is a sub. What's that fear of when you can be afraid of sharks in any body of water? I've had moments like that. Even if you're in a pool or a bathtub, you can think about sharks.
I'm sorry. It's valid. It's a valid
It
fear.
Is valid. Thank you. It's got a name and I don't know what it is. My brain is saying triskaidekaphobia, but that's the fear of the number 13. And everybody knows that.
What's thalassophobia? Is that the fear of
the intern.
Phobia is fear of the deep dark. I can't remember.
Fear you have to wait because dark. I just got a mod started to load. So now you have to wait.
Now we have to wait. Okay,
now how do I spell it? How do I spell it?
T-H-A-L-A-S-S-A phobia.
Oh my lord, Trashy Page, did you just win the spelling bee?
I have won several spelling bees in my life, okay?
I don't remember that, but Sage the intern, this is great. Trashy Page is the spelling bee one of us because that makes her our little beehive. And Sage the intern and I talk about how we can't spell all day long.
I love to spell.
I don't know how to spell.
Shashi Page, I love to spell.
Spelling is my favorite. I'm like, I get hard. I get hard from spelling.
I love it. Shashi Page has a lady boner first.
I'm just saying, I don't know what about it is. It's just in my brain,
I think.
How do you spell megalohydrophobia? Yep, I said that all.
What is that?
Mate.
Well, see, I can't even have you put it in. If you can
how do you say the word that you just said or you just spelled out loud?
Thalassophobia.
Okay. Let me try one more time.
What?
Megalohydrothalassophobia. How do you spell that?
Megalohydrothalassophobia.
Can you spell it for you?
Yeah, I want you to spell
it. Megalohydro thalassophobia? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Okay. I love that we're spelling. You did half of it. That win for Shashi Page. I call it a win. Okay, but what do they either of them mean?
Okay, let me scroll back up. Okay. So it is the persistent and intense fear of deep bodies of water, such as ocean, seas, or lakes.
Right.
Okay.
The deep dark.
It should not be confused with aco. No, I can't say that.
Put it in the chat so that Aisha and I can try to pronounce
aquaphobia. I got it this time. Okay. Don't worry. I still cannot get the super long word, though. Megalohydro.
Megalohydro.
I'm gonna copy and paste this.
Put it in there, Shashi Page. You say the words.
I can't see the chat. I can't see the chat though.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know how to see the chat. Yeah, sorry. Oh wait, chat.
Yeah, there's a thing underneath. Please go watch that video. Oh, she figured it out. Okay, first of all, Sage, give us the word. Oh, we can't see your face.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Shashi Page. Now see, we can't see her face now because she's on her phone. But she's watching the video. Oh, no. Shashi Page.
We're the
worst. Oh, we're the worst. I love us.
Why does it not look like bones fly out of him
like a cartoon?
He literally disintegrates.
There's a video.
Shashi Page, we gotta find that video.
The only reason I'm laughing is because I would have cried. I can't. Oh my god.
That is exactly what it is. You have to laugh. It's so horrible. How else can you process something that awful? You can't.
Like the guy before him, in front of him, just like oop, and then
just nonchalantly, and that could have easily been you, bro. Okay, megalohydrothalassophobia. That is fear of big, giant bodies of water.
Oh, no, it's the fear. Oh, God. They're different.
Okay, Sage the intern. They're different. What? Okay, Sage the intern.
It's akin to a more focused version of thalassophobia. Yep, I can say that.
Thalassophobia.
This time with the person's fear centered on creatures that might be found.
Oh, that's exciting.
Megalodon
sharks, Loch Ness, Nessie. Sage the intern, you also have to look
up. I would let Nessie eat me.
There's no better way to go in this world. I want to be in the history books because I was the only person who was recorded on video being eaten by Loch Ness. Let's go to Scotland, look for the Loch Ness monster, and we can all be devoured by Loch Ness for the enjoyment of our audience. It'll be great.
Now I'm gonna Google what makes Scotland so interesting.
It's Scotland. They have the Highland Games. Shashi Page and I. Shashi, get your face back on here.
Reading the comments about this horrible.
No, thing get your face back on. That's not what we're doing right now.
But I'm gonna go back to it later and do a deep dive.
I think you ought to. And then Shashi Page, do a deep dive on skydiving accidents. Because remember that video?
Oh, I've seen a couple. The one with the guy and he literally...
whose legs get caught off his... Yeah. Both his legs get cut off by the other dude's arm. It's a skydiving accident. And Sage the intern, you need to look up that video.
Her legs were cut off. Seriously,
you see it in the sky just...
It's blood. Just blood explosion. And
blood
it's like,
and limbs flying.
Oh. I just like...
What is it?
Shashi Page, I'm so excited that we've started this podcast.
Her legs were cut off. Her tongue was cut. Is that the one I'm thinking of?
I don't know what you're thinking of.
Is this some kind of from?
I can't.
An audio clip going on, running in there.
What did you call that? What is that? Audio yoing.
I'm audio stimming.
So what? Yeah. What did you just call that? Is this a terminology I don't know? Well, let's make up that word like Shakespeare made up words. I have that happen too. Audio yoing when you have a random movie. Audio simming. Like you have some random quote and or thing from a song, TV show, movie, you can't place where it belongs. Did you find it, Sage the intern, or are we just still modding over there?
No, I'm still Googling schmoogling.
Okay.
I'll get back to modding.
No, do your modding, but also Shashi Page. What else is on your list? I need a.
I've never been on a roller coaster, and now I don't ever regret that.
I have been on a roller coaster, Shashi Page. No, for reals, I am with you 100%. I took Mikhail and McKenna when they were wee short when they came to visit I was in Wisconsin. Yeah, we went to like. The water park that also has like a roller coaster, and I took McKenna, and she sat right next because Mikhail didn't want to go on there. McKenna wanted to go. She sat right next to me, and I swear to you, the whole time I was holding on to her for dear life because she was too tiny for that roller coaster. And I was like,
exactly,
she is gonna fly out of
here. Children on when they're too small all the time, and children have flown out of roller coasters.
I was holding on to her because it was not hanging on, and McKenna being the not helpful bitch that she is, was not hanging on. I was like, oh my, the whole time.
Yeah, my mind. This revelation makes me very, very grateful that you are both still on this earth right now, because wow, that's because really not even cool in the slightest. I can't. It's upsetting. It is very upsetting.
Also, can we have an episode where we talk about near fatal misses that I have had, we have had, anyone has had, and you can be like, actually, there's a timeline where I did die when I rolled that blazer when I was 16.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm so glad for Mikhail for being a scared little bitch like me.
I am 100% with you on that. Really and truly, I am.
Yep. I'm so glad he didn't go on it, because that's terrifying. I don't ever want you to talk about that again. I'm so scared.
I would have had to hang on to him. I know, and I was terrified. It was terrible. I would never do it again.
Thank you, because McKenna, God. Like, not holding on at all. I remember my favorite park ride, like at the Wishing State Fair, my favorite ride was the hang glider, the cliffhanger hang glider thing. And Jason and I went on that like 70 times a day. It was amazing. 70 but like, times a day. I've seen, that's okay. I've seen other videos of similar like contraption, like hanging, not hanging down like that, but like similarly built like rides that people just go, and I'm like,
like, and they just imagine? Drop for like, what about those slingshot ones? What if that slingshot has that ever happened?
That's happened. That's where it, well, just gets, it's happened, let go, where,
and you just get slide off into the atmosphere.
No, it's happened where I saw it where the cord snapped right before it went off, and the people were like almost hit by it or whatever. And yeah,
what's,
I'm like,
that? What's that show? I'm Ghost Ship.
Yeah. Ghost
Ship. Like, literally, yeah, literally. Like when that,
yeah, it almost hit the kid, and it was like a near, yeah, a fucking,
and then you,
whoa,
wonder why carnies are like one armed, one legged, like,
yeah, they've seen some shit, I'm sure.
Traumatized,
like,
PTSD.
Can you imagine though? Like, I mean, like, you know, when you think back to those days at the fair, like, a lot of those rides looked pretty janky, right? Like, they all come in a box. They all ride down the highway for 70,000 miles. You know what I mean? Like, it's just terrifying. And like, I knew that then, and you see it then, but now all these things that I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, they're, yeah, terrible. No, people fucking die on those things all the fucking time. Like, even in just the past 10 years, how many amusement park ride accidents and deaths there have been is just like staggering. Like, it's like
insane.
Yeah. It's like nobody really fixed that yet or something, you know? Well, anyway.
No
amusement,
like,
park rides.
Shashi Page, I was once in an airplane that had duct tape on the window.
Ooh. Yeah, that's telling. Was it a Boeing?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but there was duct tape on the window, and I was like, yeah, I guess if I go, I'm just like, because listen, I would rather be right in the window of the duct taped window.
Yep. And get sucked out right away and just
get sucked out right away and be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, like, if we're going down, I would rather be in the spot that gets sucked out right away. Speaking of, did you see that? Did you see that awful snakes on a plane, but sharks on a plane underwater movie trailer that I sent you?
Yes. And I want to watch it. I want to, because
it's
going to
be
fucking
so
terrifying.
Bad. It's going to be terrible.
Awful, because you're, first of all, you're under, it's like a submarine, because you're trapped in there in an air bubble under the freaking ocean.
I love this.
And it's all small in there, and there's like 70 people that can't breathe.
Okay.
And it's like,
Shashi, think of all the, no, but think of all the phobias we're getting now. You got the thalassophobia, deep water.
Thalassophobia, the shark phobia.
Hydrophobia, the shark phobia.
The mechanophobia. Oh my
creatures
gosh.
Underwater, the mechanophobia. Claustrophobia. You've got like, I'm at all the phobias.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we're going to have McKenna hold both our hands through that one.
Oh my, yeah, 100%. I would love to figure out a watch party and be able to do that and just like watch our faces as we react to that mess.
Oh my God. I don't think I could watch it alone.
I have I've told you this before. Like, I had reoccurring dreams for a long time of being trapped in a car that went underwater.
Yeah, and I really don't like that dream that you have, because don't do that. Like, just roll down your window.
Okay, no, but but the last time I ever had that reoccurring dream, I finally, like, I knew, for whatever reason, Tyann from high school, she was driving. But I was like, you're going to hit the water. You're going to hit. And I rolled my window down because I knew she was going to hit the water. She hit the water and I was able to get out. I couldn't get anybody else out, but I was able to get out. And that was the last time I ever had that dream, was when I was finally able to get out, which means that's just a timeline. That's a timeline life that I finally tapped into where I did survive.
Huh.
Yay me.
And so now you don't have to worry about that in your dreams anymore.
I don't have to worry about that in my dreams or in my this life, because, like, guess what? I figured it out. It's like I passed that level of the human game and this, like, consciousness, whatever. I passed the level of the I got out of the car that went under the water, and now I don't have to do that anymore. How exciting for me.
It's like me making the potatoes.
Oh, my God. We have to wait till Sage, the intern's internet, figured itself out. Aww. So you can tell her that. But, like, I love that so much.
And oh, my God. My dreams sometimes are, like, I mean, it before all me watching this, way before, my whole life I've had
like
terrible, terrible, vivid dreams that feel like so real. Like,
but like, let's go down some of the Sage the intern, you came in at the right time. We're talking about dreams, baby. We're talking about dreams, baby.
I also had Twitch on high. I did hear that in fact, I did see the one where the string snapped. Before they like shot, that was scary.
Yeah.
I just had to put that in there really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, but okay, do you know the movie Ghost Ship that we're talking about, where they have that scene where a big cable snaps and cuts everyone in half on the dance floor?
No, but that's really iconic.
You need to watch Ghost Ship. You'll love it. You'll love it.
I probably will love it.
It's awful. You'll love it.
Intern,
I love you for listening the whole time on live Twitch while we were this is great. Because when you're live, if somebody dips out, they can still catch the conversation and come back into it. Sage the intern. You're just cool. So brilliant. Oh, I love your chronic online zillennial. Like, you're
what
just
can I say? What can I say?
You're so good. I love it.
Tell us about the dreams thing. But like, okay, dreams. But like, okay, Shashi, tell us your list of PSAs also. But also, you have to come and talk to Sage the Intern and I on Sage the Intern podcast dreams. Because
I will. I love to. I have the craziest motherfucking dreams. I'm always like some anti-government spy.
But you're always like infiltrating the system. Like,
yes, I am always the person who's saving the world somehow by overthrowing the government, and I don't know. It's wild. It's very intense.
I'm excited about it. Bring Alyssa on; she'll be into it too. It'll be fabulous. I love it.
I've lived so many wild lives,
You are living currently so many wild lives, and I love all the things you're figuring out about them. It's great.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's really fun.
Sage the intern, I also appreciate that you can have conversations like this with us about like simultaneous lives, and we're on the same page with that. I'm excited about it. This is brilliant.
She's just nodding like, sure, bro.
Yep. Yeah. My attention span has shrunk and shrunk and shrunk, and it's beautiful and iconic and sexy.
I love it.
Because now on my TikTok, I can officially do it 4x speed. And respect. Okay, but. Cool. I'm eating, I cannot have any video or anything. So my iPad kid privileges get taken away for eating.
Really?
I love that you are your own parent in that
that's
way.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, no, I very much respect also. Like, I like that because I've been trying to not watch things while I eat as much, because with your food becomes you. So, like, pay attention to it more. Yeah. I don't know.
Be present.
Yeah, you have to like bond with your food. I've been eating with my hands lately a lot, actually.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know. It's the neck angle for me, because then it's just like, if you do end up choking, then you're just, there's less of a choking hazard, is what I'm trying to say.
Sage has a more phobia on brand kind of thing that is her reason for doing it for this podcast. So
I just have really illogical reasonings for everything I do.
No, I love it.
It's very logical.
It is.
It makes me think of the
Tina Fey episode,
where
Tina Fey lives alone and she's got to have the thing zip her up and she's got to be afraid of the things. Like,
she's got to Heimlich herself.
Oh my God, that is legit all of us. This is why we need to Twitch live stream, so that just in case one of us doesn't.
Live alone too?
Yeah.
Like, well, for half the week. Half the week I do.
Okay, but still, whatever, man. Like, this is what we need this for, Shashi. This is a PSA right here. Single ladies who be living alone.
Why don't we, every time we eat, we'll just have it on the in the background. Like, okay, guys, I'm going to eat now.
I'm going to eat my dinner. Hi, I'm gonna eat. I'm not gonna watch the video of us while I eat, but just be aware that I'm here. And if you hear choking,
you hear me choking. 911. Yeah, don't not mind. That they'll get here in time anyway, but you know.
Well, literally. You know, whatever. You know. Yeah. Listen, oh, you man. Still have to burn me on a giant funeral pyre. You have agreed to that. That is in writing.
I have agreed to that. I don't know if it's notarized in writing though. So.
Sage the intern, are you gonna become a notary?
Yeah, I'll become an online notary that charges $200 per sesh.
So figure that out.
But for you, I'll do it free, of course.
Okay, we'll do it for free then.
Yeah, no, but like also, let's set up that business, Sage the intern. Like, bring us.
You'd sign anything. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Why are we not doing that? Why are we not being freelance notaries? Sage the intern, let's work that out.
We should do that. I thought about that.
No, let's legit last do that. Year? That is how
just, we like, show up and be like, I'll witness your shit. You know?
I'll witness
your literally, shit. Yeah, literally, you just hop on a Zoom.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so I want to move on.
I love this. Okay, move on.
I want to move on to no buildings that have cracked walls or cracked concrete. I don't know about you guys, but I remember the Surfside condo collapse very well, and I did a very deep dive.
I don't know at all what that is. That shit
was fucked up. Really?
I can't wait for you to do an episode on it. I know nothing about this, but I'm asking. Wow. Okay. Sashi Paige, don't you remember the basement of Dad and Cindy's house in Wishick that had that huge bulge in the foundation? And that, do you not remember that?
No, and that's a good thing.
Apparently it is, because Sashi Paige has anxiety about that.
No concrete cracking. Concrete needs to be pristine and beautiful and not wet. Needs to be dry.
Okay. Yeah, I can't wait to hear more about why this is. So that'll be an exciting episode.
Oh yeah. Oh God. You got to look around every building you go into now. every underground park, every parking garage,
every underground parking, you are looking for cracks in the concrete and people hiding under the cars to cut your Achilles tendon, Sage the intern, like that podcast. You
yes.
Like the horror movie you situation. You're unlocked.
If you see something on your car, you ignore it. Ignore whatever's on your car, and you get in your car and you lock your doors.
Immediately.
It doesn't matter if it's a ticket, you get in your car.
Oh, on the windshield?
Yeah. It could be on the windshield. It could be in your tire. It could be tied around your
mirror handle. I've seen that. You like twist ties or something tied around your mirror or your handle. Get in your car, lock the door. They're trying to like distract you just with that it. so they can nab you or whatever.
And don't ever be on your phone when you're going to your car.
Nope, and you always have your keys.
Yep.
In between.
There you go. Yep. I need one of those keychains that's like a kitty keychain, those spiky steps.
Yeah, that have the little...
Your highnesses, your highnesses. First of all,
no.
we live in the land of it is so easy to get a gun. Just get your like. Let's just.
You guys. I'm not even kidding. I've literally been considering having a conceal and carry just to protect my dog.
I don't think there is nothing wrong. No, that is not wrong. What are you talking about? Is that wrong? Hello, Your Highness. Yes, please. I have another question. Thing that I forgot, but I'll come back to it when I remember. What's up?
Do you have one of those harnesses that you can strap around your tiny puppies so that eagles can't grab them?
No. Oh, that has the spike on the back. I wanted to get those for my tiny dogs when I lived in North Carolina because I was legit concerned about that because we had
the turkey vultures.
No, the turkey vultures don't go after, like, they're huge and they fly real low, but they only go after carrion and they don't attack stuff. So, like, you know, like they just eat the dead thing. I love turkey vultures. They're the cleanup crew of nature. They're beautimous and they like. Turkey vultures and what is it? Ravens will call. Somebody's gonna have to correct me if I'm wrong, but like I was something about Sage the intern. Look this up. Ravens will call.
Oh yeah, they'll call for like dead things like, because there's dead things like, for other
like carrion animals or scavengers to come get. But also if there is like an animal that is like near death or injured badly or something, they'll do the same thing as like a mercy killing kind of thing.
That's like so sweet and sad.
And nature is so amazing. Perfect. In that.
I know.
I know.
That's crazy.
Were you talking about? Like, if we took four steps back here, there was another thing you triggered me to want to. I can't remember.
What?
You're going to ask a question right before the
cars.
Guns. The cars in the.
Cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, what's with this wiping Achilles? Movies. Yeah, what's going on there? I didn't really get the Well, just leave it alone and get in your car.
No, I mean, just like, yeah, get in your car, horror movie, something or other. We just all have to be afraid every day that we're in horror movies, except that we don't, because everything.
Being a woman, I get so frustrated, you guys. I get so fucking pissed off at men who don't fucking even want to understand in an infinitesimal amount just how much we fucking go through and deal with on a regular basis just because we are like, prey.
Like, hi, hello, fine, we live fine, on a timeline. Yeah, no, listen, we want to make the timeline where we don't all have to be concerned about our
we're not prey. No, we're not prey. We're fine. It's fine. It's fine. No, but it's also, just, you know.
We do point out that timeline does exist where, mm-hmm. yes, we have to be all the time very vigilant, and it is a bunch of bullshit. Like, I'm always telling Johnny Boy, because he's on Tinder and stuff. I'm like, yeah, you can go on Tinder and go on random whateverness. Because you don't have man. To worry that you're... I know it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, uh-oh. But he lives a very risque life sometimes. And I'm like, girl, if you even knew...
I don't even know if I want to know.
Oh, no, we have talked about it on our podcast
John,
before.
If you even knew, like, stop it. Like, even girls can be psychos. I mean, like...
This is the thing I have said to him multiple times. Like, you could be walking into a situation where there's multiple people in there, and I've like, because there
if there's an ex coming. You don't, yeah. There's
because he had that happen. He told that story on one of our podcast episodes where he was there, and there was legit some ex who was like crazy and trying to like bust into the like side screen door or whatever. Yeah,
I know the
what is going on.
Because Johnny Boy does dangerous Tinder date things because he's a 6'2" male who does pack a gun, and he doesn't have to be as scared of his personal.
Yeah, behavior. I guess. Doesn't really.
Yeah. That's why he gets to do that.
If he was a female, he'd be killed.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah, we have to be worried that if we're on Tinder, we're rolling the dice that one of these motherfuckers is going to be Ted Bundy 2.0.
That doesn't exist. Don't put that in either.
Like, no, it does exist already, because how many active serial killers can you make that another PSA? Shashi,
yeah,
episode?
Oh yeah,
the number mm-hmm. of active serial killers that the FBI uh-huh. says is like, yeah, there's just a bunch of them out there that we're, you know, tangentially aware of, but kind of don't follow around because what are we doing? I don't know.
I think my favorite active serial killer right now lives in Chicago, because they only go after men and they kill them and throw them in the river.
I love that you just said my favorite active serial killer. Right,
like, literally, that
like it's my favorite reality
right
show
that
I'm watching
know
right now.
Yeah,
like, the true crime reality show is so my great. Favorite active serial killer.
I'm writing that down, Sage, because I love you so much.
Sage, I have a lot of good quotes that just float through all my friends.
I have a whole little notebook I have started of Sage the Intern quotes that will be t-shirts.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
My favorite active serial killer right now.
Is there a lot that you're following currently? Are there plenty out there?
There's one in the UK that I'm actively watching at the moment, but they haven't killed anyone for at least a month.
So I've been wanting in at
so
least.
So I'm waiting for them.
They know who it is, but they just haven't caught them, or like.
No.
What do you mean? Like, they don't know who it is, but they're...
They don't know who it is.
No, are the same. Okay.
Your Highness.
Yeah, they're just the same.
You just said that like you were waiting for the next episode of Game of Thrones to come out. Like...
No, it's more like I'm waiting for my murder podcast to update, but it's not.
But
it's
waiting
the actual
for my
news.
Serial killer murder podcast to update, but it's called the news. Oh my God, Sage the Intern. That is what 24-hour news actually is. It's just the live podcast of the bad shit going on. That's all that
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
It's a true crime. It's just true crime podcast in the making.
Yeah. Wow. Live true crime. Oh,
like,
man.
Welcome
That's
to
amazing.
The quantum multiverse,
that whole
y'all.
Thing. I love that. That was amazing.
I've been wanting to make a t-shirt that says ask me about my podcast with like Frankie's Podcast Network on the back, because haha, I think it's funny. I have so many podcasts and you can all have a t-shirt and it ask about all your multiple podcasts that you're all on with me.
But I think it's also ironic because it's annoying when people are like talking about their podcast so much.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing. I'm obnoxious. Ask me about my podcast. I'll talk to you about it all day long. I don't care if you want to hear it or not. That is exactly. Yeah, Shashi, I want to tap into that energy. It's called lean in. But now I want to start.
I'm a yapper and I don't stop yapping.
Exactly, 100%. Yeah. But I want to start a series now. Ask me about my favorite active serial killer right now.
Sage, I feel like you're like a perfect compliment to Haley, because she was telling me how you were Kareem like guiding her through the crowds.
I was, and eventually I'd stop her and be like, "No, Haley, we gotta keep going."
No, we're not going this way. No, she was. I was like, "Look at you're hurting Haley. Like, isn't that fun? I need somebody to do that."
Yes,
she I said definitely no does. More here. I said keep yeah. walking.
No,
see, she I'm would. Too nice about it. I'll just let her go. She needs to be shut down sometimes.
No, Sage. I told Sage.
All my family is like that. No,
really,
you get cut off.
That's funny.
She's I'm an practice. Extrovert until we got to keep moving. Then let's go.
Girl, we got to get out of here. I'm so glad that you so have funny. That training that you can use for me because I need that.
Mm-hmm. She does. Please be her like, personal. Yeah.
Okay, but it's also like the Shashi Page. You sent me that thing on TikTok where that guy was talking about like the low crime threshold person and the high crime threshold person. And like, and together what? You make one reasonable human being. That's why those people need to be friends.
I don't remember like, sending you that. I don't know what that is.
No, Sage sent that to me, and I was like, Sage, is oh. that you? She's the low crime.
How do you know?
There it is. I love it. I'm the one being Haley's like, no,
a high crime.
I'm like, yeah, no, come on, let's go do this thing. And they're like, no, we. It's
oh
you
my
know
god,
what?
Sage. She I keeps telling me all these crazy, risky, fucking shit she wants to do, and I'm like, Haley, you literally are start. You want me to tell you about how all these people get unalived accidentally, okay? And then you're gonna go. Dig for copper in the fucking ground. What the fuck are you doing? You don't need that 50 cents, okay? You don't need it.
Listen, oh Sage the intern, you came on into this universe, into this world to be my babysitter just a little bit. Just a tiny
the only the one thing I will let you do in the cave is for that science program we learned about. That's the only thing. The only reason I will let you be in a cave.
the surf laboratory that's underground, the underground laboratory that she was so she's like, you can be in the cave.
South Dakota.
In Leeds, I can go to Leeds, South Dakota and go to the underground science lab that is over there in Leeds, South Dakota. But that's all I am allowed to do that's dangerous. Look at the look on her
face. All you're allowed to do.
Good. Yes, that's please it. Stick to that. That sounds good. That I like that.
That's your mantra.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be climbing on the fucking tractor and big construction equipment across the street.
Oh, no, but I really did want to because they have construction stuff happening right across the street in this empty lot. And they just leave that stuff there overnight.
People
they just
who
leave
know
all
how
of
to
that.
Use those things hurt themselves using those things, okay? So, like, no.
Is that going to be an episode PSA, Shashi Page?
It could be. You remember fucking Cassie Sowards that got her legs chopped up in a fucking combine? Because she was stomping
that's kind
the
of
shit
iconic of her.
Yeah, her shoelace got stuck. She didn't lose anything. She had nasty scars her whole life, but she didn't lose anything, thank God. She shockingly got her legs out, but yeah. All the way up to her knees. Oh,
oh my
fucking God.
That's horrible.
Yeah, dude. People lose limbs in that shit all the time, bro.
Okay, but it's
there's
not...
like farm accidents is a whole other thing.
Well,
it's
we
a
know
whole
that.
Other thing.
Shashi Page, when we were kids, that the family down the road from grandma and grandpa, their mom got the. Caught up in the combine and killed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You don't remember that? Yeah.
No.
The Westoffs down the road. Yeah.
Okay. Oof. Yeah.
Now
oof.
She remembers. Ouch. Like, yeah, back way in the day.
I mean, I would hope it was quick.
Oh, God. I don't know.
What's Sage's dancing like she's.
I don't know. She is dancing.
I'm like... dancing because hopefully I don't have to update any more mods. I will not disclose how many mods I have on this sucker.
Oh,
I really don't even know what that means.
She's got double digit
modifications for games. Modifiers.
She's got double.
I always think mod is moderator because I think of Reddit mods. And I'm just like,
oh, I don't know. That.
Moderators. I don't know.
I don't even live in either. I don't live on either of those timelines that you two are on. How fun that we get to meet in the multiverse here.
It's past Fiend's bedtime, so he's like wandering around.
Oh, is it past Fiend? Okay, well, he's okay. Just
well, he's okay. We can do a couple more minutes.
I was going to say, tell us some more about your listy lists that we're going to have.
Oh, well, I didn't really have a whole lot left. I just had, you know, check for alarms and sprinklers and exits. Always look for a second exit.
Because and never go to a secondary location.
Yes! And never ask, never, ever think that God is going to protect your child when you're dating an abusive fucking moron. I'm sorry, that's a whole other thing.
Look at Sage the intern. I bet there's a whole TikTok rabbit hole she could go. Yes. She's like, I have been watching doom scrolling that topic.
I have gone through how many years of Catholic education to come down to that main conclusion. Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. God does jack shit for you.
Yep.
You know what I have? I have the power of God and anime on my side. I know you guys probably don't know what that means, but it's fine.
It means that the goddess within you that's really in control of things, and that's who we trust, is the internal. That's who we trust. I'd say to the intern, we need to have more episodes where we talk about anime stuff and Jujutsu Kaisen wildness.
Oh, I love that they're going to kill everyone. I'm so excited.
They're going to kill it. Shashi Page, tell Shashi Page about this Jujutsu Kaisen just for a hot second. Maybe it'll spark another disaster PSA you can go down.
Maybe I'll get into anime finally.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried. I'm sorry.
Not this one.
Okay.
Don't get into this one.
Okay.
So this writer, we gotta start. How do I want to start this? So his name is Gege.
I believe you.
Maybe Gege, something like that.
I don't know. Somebody tell us.
His main plot is around the villain, but at the beginning you don't know that, so he just starts killing off people one by one, and it's kind of iconic. Until it gets to the character you like. And then it's not iconic anymore. And I'm kind of at the part of the manga where it's not iconic anymore. I'm over it.
Because they just are constantly...
I'm killing off people.
Dang.
Killing all the people, like, as soon as it's a character that is beloved by the audience.
Oh, that tears at my heart.
You know, the worst part is in the manga, he had a list of loved characters. And that's the exact order that he killed everyone off in.
Okay, but like that's kind of iconic. That is iconic. So it's like he's going through his own hit list of characters as on it. Like I can get behind that a little bit. Like that is be in your villain era.
Okay, but the problem. Here's the problem with that. He is best friends with another manga artist, and this one is called Spy Family, but this one's supposed to be happy. So if this one ends like the other one in all death, you will never see me ever again.
The intern will be crying on the floor.
I'll be disintegrated.
Aww. No, Sage the intern.
Just gone.
Shashi Page, can we add to the PSA's spontaneous human combustion? There we go.
Oh my God. Okay. I feel like
Sage is going to spontaneously human combust.
No. There's always a cigarette. Come on. There's always a cigarette nearby. Don't be a smoker.
Don't be a smoker and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Vaping is okay. It will not, spontaneously human combust. Even, exactly. There you go. What else you got, Shashi Page? I love it.
Oh, don't hire lazy contractors. Just don't. Put profits before human life. Simple, but not to the corporations of the world. You would think.
I can't wait to go down that rabbit hole with you. I'm excited
about it. Oh, there's money in this world that has so much blood on it. So much blood. So much blood.
That's gonna be the tagline of this show. So much blood.
Oh boy.
Almost every single dollar in rotation has cocaine on it.
That's always exciting. So when you're touching money, you're touching drugs.
I wish I could get a high off that.
I know. Yeah. I agree.
If only you could get a high off of just having cash in your pocket, man, that would be great.
I know. I mean, usually ones. So
whatever. If you can feel like you're, you know, heading to the strip club for a good time, that's cool. That's all right.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know.
You gonna do bed bugs or is that not disastery enough?
Oh, that's a fucking life altering disaster. I would love to do that because I do honestly think that there's a lot of misinformation out there and people just are so fucking stupid. They're so fucking stupid. So fucking stupid. I'm sorry. I've had a lot of experiences with these things.
It's one of those things that you always hope that natural selection will just take them all out, but it doesn't happen.
No, natural selection will take the bed bugs out and The bed bugs will naturally select all the shit people in the fucking world to take out, because that's how I feel. That's how I feel. I'm sorry.
That's what needs to be happen. Needs to be happen. Yeah.
And you know,
I put a period on that statement.
I think it kind of is like that, because I think that the shittiest people and the stupidest people are the ones who don't think it's a big deal and won't do anything about it and like get their whole life eaten up. So it's like, you know, maybe in a way the bed bugs are kind of naturally selecting. You know, that's I don't know. Just a theory.
It's what needs to happen.
I'm just so happy to be here with the two of you. You're just my favorite.
Yeah, this is fun.
People.
Thank you so much.
This has
Thank
been the bestest ever in the whole wide world. Satashi Page, PSA.
Thank you for
Satashi Page featuring Sage the Intern and Frankie. We are so excited to have been here. Shashi's going to come on and talk to us about dreams. Shashi Page. Yeah. I'm so excited. This has been so great.
Yeah, thank you guys. I love it. I hope that I can do some deep dives and some cool stuff with you guys.
And you know what? I'm throwing this up on the YouTube, Spotify's, and all that. Come find us, Frankie's Podcast Network, and Shashi Pate. Tell us what other disaster
what
things
do you want to hear about? Well,
what disaster rabbit holes has Shashi Pate not gone down yet?
Do you want me to pick a special one for next time we get together and
you're doing the Titanic,
tell y'all about
Silly
it?
Bean. You're deep diving on Titanic?
No, that's not really... That's like a whole conspiracy theory angle.
Well,
No.
Go for whatever you like best, Joshy. I like the airplane stuff.
I mean, yeah. I'm serious. That's what really got me going, because holy shit.
You know what? If that was the gateway drug to the disaster video thing for you, then we can episode two will be Shashi's gateway drug airplane crashes.
I think I know exactly the one I want to do. And it's
the
worst aviation disaster in history. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. So fantastic. Sage the Intern, you and I can take bets on which one it is.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited. Okay, cool. I'll definitely get some stuff together on that. I will send you guys, in case you want to post these, I can send you the YouTube channels that I've been kind of frequenting.
No, send all those to me, and then I will put them in the description of the podcast episode and stuff. Sage the Intern.
Okay.
You got to find us a nerd who knows how to get my Twitch situations and Discord situations and all that. So I'm rocking on the YouTube,
I'll
the Apple, Spotify.
Can you find us a rich nerd who will just buy us new computers and stuff?
Yes.
Page the Intern. Yes. Remember how we've been talking about how we just need a rich benefactor to help us out, to set us up?
Yes.
Can you go scour the internet and find that?
I'll try.
Do
my best.
No, listen, all of us, we're just going to call it in from the multiverse. There's three of us. Listen. A multiple of three is a small enough witchy coven. We can draw it in. All right.
Three is the best number, according to Tesla.
369 Tesla, multiples of three. Magic, manifesting. That's what it is. It's multiples of three. So here we are. What did you do?
I just broke my pen.
Guess what? Confirmation from the universe that we just broke the internet with how awesome we are. And I don't know how it happened and who our benefactor was, but thank you in advance. Good.
Somebody just saw us put that wish out.
Sir
and
or
was
madam.
Like, I have some extra cash and these girls are kind of cute. So why don't we do it?
And they're kind of crazy fun time. And we enjoy what they talk about. And we want to hear all the PSAs that Shashi Pates has to give us. And we want to talk about dreams with Sage the Intern. And we want to come check out all the fun on Frankie's Podcast Network. Rock and roll. I would love it. It's going to be great.
Woohoo!
Shashi Page, Sage the Intern, I salute you both, the goddesses that you are. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, everyone.
Good evening and good night.
Signing off.
Or wait, that's the same thing. I don't know. Somebody used to say that. Good evening.
Good afternoon. And, good evening and good night. Or I don't know.
I don't know. Is that a song or something?
Guess what? Good whatever it
Fido's
is.
Good night.
Oh, maybe Lord, there you go. I love it. Well, we love you, besties.
We love you. Thank you for letting me chat with you. Thank you.
Oh, no.
And have a good night. I'll go put the beanie to bed.
No, Shashi, you don't hang up for a hot second. We're going to go off the live. But, love you, besties.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. Love you, besties. Peace out.
Bye, friends.
Special thanks to the Parapost Network for the support of their community. Check out all the great podcasts on the Parapost Network on Facebook.